USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
100 million American adults are now fully vaccinated. That's nearly 40% of all U.S. adults.
By the end of May, we'll have enough vaccine supply for every adult American. In fact, just this week, we shipped our 300 millionth dose to states, tribes, territories, and federal channels.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients making that announcement during a news briefing. Police across the nation are mourning the death of an officer in Gilbert, Arizona. A suspect in a stolen car struck and killed one officer, critically injuring another during a wild chase involving gunfire and multiple law enforcement agencies in the Phoenix suburb. Chandler police officer Christopher Farr was killed, and a Gilbert police officer was hospitalized and is in critical condition. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey ordering flags at half staff to honor the fallen officer. USA Radio News.
America's great cities are in deep trouble. Businesses are closing, taxpayers fleeing, and police are defunded as crime and homelessness rise. It's a dangerous time in big cities like New York, LA, Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, and more. All this week, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax TV, exposing the real truth in his series, Cities on Fire. Every night, Rob Schmidt gives you the real news you won't hear anywhere else. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern and see his Cities on Fire special. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, and LG. Or tune in on Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube Live. And millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax TV app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel. Because Newsmax is real news for real people.
A 24-year-old suspect has been detained in southern China after a stabbing incident at a local school.
Two children were killed and 16 other people were injured after a man with a knife attacked a kindergarten in southern China. Officials say two teachers were injured. The attack took place at a kindergarten in Xinfeng. Authorities say the suspect was going through a divorce and his wife worked at the school. China has experienced multiple mass stabbings at schools and daycare centers recently, including an attack in which a security guard injured 39 children and teachers at Wangfu County Center Primary School in Guangxi. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The process is moving forward for Harvey Weinstein to be extradited to California on sex crimes charges he faces in that state. A judge says Weinstein and his legal team have 30 days to appeal the extradition before he is transferred to L.A. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Number one draft pick Trevor Lawrence is signing off on a multi-year deal with a leading sports memorabilia company and a cryptocurrency investment app. The new face of the Jacksonville Jaguars has reached an agreement with Fanatics regarding autograph and memorabilia products. He also signed on with the global cryptocurrency investment app Blockfolio. Round two of the NFL draft continues on Friday. As far as the emotions these young athletes feel when they are drafted, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell tells ABC's Good Morning America,
"You worked so hard for this opportunity, and your dream comes true, and it's an emotional moment. It's a real privilege for me to be there and experience with that young man and his family and to be able to see him start his career in the NFL. So whatever happens at that moment is really up to that young man and how he feels at that particular moment. But it's really maybe a little bit of relief, excitement, because as you know, the anxiety building up to this, as you wait to figure out what team you're going to play for in the NFL, it's tough on these kids. And so this is a great moment for them."
Delta will begin selling middle seats starting on Saturday. The airline waiting longer than any others to open up entire planes again. The seats had been blocked to allow for social distancing as a COVID safety measure. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.